Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:43 now. Our friend Tom Wilson, the boss at Allstate, is welcome here anytime. But he only comes in to talk about Weed Day. Acts like he's busy running one of the world's largest companies. Whatever. How are you? Nice to see you.
I'm doing great, Steve.
Congratulations. I can't believe it's time for Weed Day again. It seems like yesterday we were talking about this.
Well, remember we had Leo Sarabia here, and we were going to vote for him for president. Do you remember that?
Mr. Fired Up.
Yeah, well, the good news is not only are we back, we had 150,000 kids in Illinois this year, all doing volunteer work, which has been great.
Youth empowerment means teaching kids how to give back in ways that'll kind of maximize their lives as well, right?
Yeah, well, what we do with We Schools, and if you're a parent, you should get your kid involved in We Schools. They do things on diversity, food banks, environment, whatever, you know, bullying. And it just gets kids involved in civic engagement. And they do volunteer work through the school, and they feel better about themselves. Their teachers are more motivated. It's just, it's good all around.
There's endless benefits. Now, as chairman and CEO of Allstate, you've got plenty of people that, you know, that you bump into. Maybe it's a golf game. Maybe it's, you know, friends at a party. Hey, Tom, I've got this thing. I was wondering if you guys at Allstate would be willing to, you know, you get asked all the time. All the time. So when the Weed Day people come to you, how do you decide this is something we have to do?
Well, they came to me and they wanted 5 minutes, turned in a half hour, turned in a couple hours, and we just got excited about the youth. I mean, if you think about when we do this thing called Weed Day, where you get 15,000 of the kids in a stadium, and we do it all around the country.
And they have to earn their way to this party.
They have to earn their way to it, and they are so excited, so motivated. If you're ever distraught about America, go listen to 15,000 kids who have been doing volunteer work, and you just have hope. And when you hear that hope, you're like, we got to do this. Like,
sure.
This got to be part of our company.
So there's a couple of kids you wrote about recently, which I noticed were just great stories, Destiny Watson and Griffin Saul. And these are just, you know, small stories about kids doing phenomenal things. Destiny, a senior at Homewood Flossmoor, started her own nonprofit. It's called You Matter 2, You Matter in the Number 2, to try to get other kids involved in fighting hunger and fighting poverty. And then Griffin Saul, a junior at Lincoln Park High School, founded We Are Able, a nonprofit that empowers young people with disabilities and their families to improve their quality of lives. Now, about you, Tom, when I see kids who are playing Pokemon Go and you're hoping they find their way home, it's just good to see these kids at that age taking this kind of initiative.
Well, you see thousands of them. So there's another girl, Razia Hutchins, who went to Perspectives here in Chicago. She said she was upset about the violence. She said, you know, don't be a victim, be a voice. Got 500 kids to go on a march, and everyone was nervous about the march. You know, is there going to be violence? Gang going to come out? All of a sudden, it went to 4,000. They did a documentary. She's at the University of Missouri now, involved in student government. These kids go on, Steve, as you point out, they go on to take on bigger and bigger roles because they believe in themselves.
Right.
And all we're doing is giving them a chance.
You know what's cool, Tom, too, is to see, and we've seen this firsthand too, Steve, the kids getting each other involved.
Yes.
Come on, let's get the class, or let's get my buddies or my girlfriends from on the block. They all get together and do everything. Paint, clean up a park. So it's cool to see the kids getting each other involved.
Well, and We've really become a movement. So We now, around the world, has 5 million people signed up on Facebook. You go to we.org. And in Chicago or in Illinois, from Springfield to Roseland, we got, you know, 150,000 kids. We're trying to get to 2.5 million in the United States. We're at 1 million right now. And we're trying to continue to expand it throughout the United States.
The good news is there's also a television show, ABC's involved.
Yeah.
So we'll tell you about that coming up in just a second. We'll tell you how you can become a Wee School and continue to preach the good sermon here of Wee Day. And kids can be involved. Again, Tom Wilson's here, CEO at Allstate. And we're going to talk about my collision and comprehensive during the break and see if I'm covered.
We're here for you. Good hands.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
752, Tom Wilson's here, chairman and CEO at Allstate. Great partners and good friends of ours, and we appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be in the Allstate Showcase Studio. How's your summer been? You been busy?
I've been very busy, yeah. We had some recognition we do for our Allstate agents a couple weeks ago, and we've It's just, you know, it's a good time to be in Chicago.
Yeah, of course. Do anything fun, though? Get the family?
I took last week off in New Buffalo, Michigan, so we have a house there, and it was fun. It turned into an impromptu family vacation.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I can make a call in the Dells, get you a place. If you need some help with that, let me know.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. In the meantime, we're talking about We Day. Let's talk about this ABC show. Now, what is this is going to be on the 28th. At 6 o'clock Chicago time.
Right. So We Day is the recognition event for the kids who are participating. Selena Gomez, Seth Rogen, Tyrese Gibson, a lot of high-profile entertainers, a lot of world leaders come. And it's 3 to 4 minute segments where these people talk about giving back. So it's high energy. There's music. And so we have an hour. ABC gave us an hour. No commercials, so I record it, show it to your kids. They'll get excited.
That's tremendous.
You know, and so it's all about helping kids see the benefit of volunteering.
We Day, again, for those of you maybe just kicked your radio on as you go to work this morning, if you got a kid that's high energy and you assume the kid knows how to give back, kids don't. You have to show them the way. And these We Schools are the way to get this done. So how do schools become We Schools?
You just go to we.org, sign up, get the teachers to do it. If you're a parent, ask the teacher if they've been doing it. We give materials to the teacher to help them show kids how to give back. And it's things, you know, we put things on the bulletin board and, you know, or we build a brick in a school in Kenya or do a hunger drive and for people in poor areas in Chicago. It's all about just giving back. And they're cause inclusive. They don't care what you do. Right. Just do something.
Yeah, that's it. Just do something is a great slogan. Yeah.
We talked to, I think, one of the students last year who went to a nursing home and just sat with some of the residents and talked and It could be anything. Talking with people, helping clean up the community. You know, I was going to say, remember clamping out the erasers? Going to a school and doing that?
But do you still clamp out the erasers? Is there an app for that? There's probably an app for that.
You still use chalk.
But the great thing is those are moments. You know, like, and we all have moments in our lives where it really changes the direction of our life. Somebody you met, something that each of us would say, that was something that happened to me.
Sure.
And that what that means is that moment lasts for eternity, right? It's with you your whole life. It changes the direction of your life. And so this is about creating moments. And the great thing is that if a moment can live for eternity, that means that every moment is an opportunity to shape eternity. So these kids have an opportunity to shape eternity, could be a senior citizen, could be helping someone of their compatriots who's
could
being
be their
bullied.
Parents.
Their parents, exactly. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah, because the thing that I see all the time with kids, we do Kid of the Week every week, where we just highlight a kid, you know, just good news about a kid, been doing it for years. And what we find more often than not is, the beauty of kids is, they don't understand no. They don't see the wall for the possibilities. So they can come up with a brilliant idea because their imagination can run wild. And they don't see all the blocks and stops in the way, and We Day gives them the architecture to help get those things done.
Yeah, that's from our experience, 1,000% correct. They are problem solvers, not problems to be solved.
Right. That's another great way to put it. Yeah. But I love just do something. Just do something.
Well, they get expired, you know, like in something like 80% of them, then after they get through the We program, when they're eligible to vote in a national election, vote. You know, 90% of them do more volunteer work throughout their life, whatever it is. And, like, that's what our community is about. It's about helping each other.
I've known you for a while, but I see you talking about We Day, and you light up. I really have a sense this means as much to you as anything you've been involved with.
It's the funnest thing I do. I mean, seeing these kids just inspires you. Like, wow. Like, and if they can do that, then you almost in some ways feel bad. You're like, geez, I feel like a moke. I should be doing something else.
Right. We feel that way with Kid of the Week usually, too.
Yeah, Audrey made a good point. You know, these Kid of the Week things, you go, well, I got to look at my kids and go, get off the couch.
Do something.
We Schools get this done. We Day is upon us again. And young people like Destiny and Griffin, who we were talking about before, and a million examples that Tom Wilson can give you, be a part of the pride of the We Day special airing August 28th at 6 o'clock Chicago time on ABC. And thanks to Allstate for the support as well, not just for the program, for the ABC piece of this as well, because I think that's another level, right? Because then that goes out, it's viral, everybody sees it, the completely unplugged generation that doesn't believe in television anymore, they're watching it online, they're sharing it with their friends. So these numbers just going to go up year after year.
Well, and you're part of the movement too, like letting people know. So if you're listening, like, weed.org. Get your kids in and give them a little push. Sometimes they need a little push, but once they get in, they'll take you where you wouldn't go by yourself.
It's a great website, too.
Yeah, it is. Weed.org. And if you see Tom out, don't be frightened. He's a very nice guy. And if he's in line at Jewel trying to pay for his stuff, just go up and go, Mr. Wilson, Steve Cochran said I could ask you, how do I get involved in Weed Day?
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Great to see you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on all your success, but mostly, Tom, congratulations on Weed Day. It's pretty good.
Well, you know, it just makes you feel good about giving people the opportunity to be something more than they would normally be. It's a privilege to be able to do it.
Yeah, take the energy of kids and really pay it forward. Thank you, Allstate. More from the Allstate Showcase Studio coming up.